Bava Kama, Perek Tes, Mishneh Hei. This Mishnah will deal with an issue that's discussed in the end of Parashas Vayikra, where it tells us that if somebody has money of somebody else's, either because he stole it, or even if it was given to him as a pikadon, as a for safekeeping, but he holds on to that money illegitimately, he denies that he has the other person's money, and he swears to that effect, then if he subsequently feels guilty and he wants to admit his guilt, he has to return what he stole, what he's withholding, to the person he stole it from. And in addition to that, he's got to give him a 1/5 addition as a penalty. And he also brings a karban. He brings a Hashem Gezelos, an offering in the Beis HaMikdash as well. Our Mishnah will tell us a specific item that we didn't mention in the Torah. Hagozel es chaveru shova pruta. If somebody robs or withholds from somebody even a shova pruta, just a pruta's worth, even the smallest amount of money, v'nishbalo, and he swears that he does not have that person's money, yolichenu acharov, he needs to pursue and go after the person to return it to him, afilu lamadai, even to Madai, which is a foreign country, either from Eretz Yisrael or from Bavel, he's got to go even to another country in order to return it to him. The Rambam explains the rationale for this is because since he swore that he does not owe the person the money, so the owner gives up hope that he's ever going to read. The guy had the chutzpah to swear it to that effect. He's never going to return it to me. So he's not going to come to look for it and try to get it from him anymore. Therefore, if he wants to do tshuva, if he wants to repent, he really needs to pursue him even to the Iyayayom, even to the foreign isles. The Mishnah precludes him from doing another way of returning it. Lo yitain, lo livno, you can't give it to his son. V'lo l'shlucho, you can't even give it to his agent. Now, however, there is an exception to that. That is, if he were to make if the owner of the item were to make a shliach, an agent with edim, with witnesses, that already would be almost like his own hand, and therefore you could give it to him, and that would be considered as if you returned it to the person himself. Avol, the Mishnah says, no same l'shliach beis din, you could give it to the shliach, an agent of the Beis Din, and that would be considered as if you returned it to him. That is a takana, that is a institution that our Chazal made in order to help the person to do tshuva. If we make it too difficult for him, a person might give up on doing proper tshuva, and therefore we gave him the opportunity to give it to shliach Beis Din as well and not to have to travel. Now, the imeis, if the person he stole it from dies, yachzer liyarshav, he still has to return it to his inheritors, and who will be as if he gave it back to the person he stole it from.